Hey, as it's a special language day today, we're going to attempt something in
fine Chinese.
It's a very old French song.
Bands on, we've got lots of workshops on, arty workshops, making books, musical instruments, we've got singing and dancing workshops, we've just got lots of fun and games, big coconut shy. It's going to be like an urban village fete. It's going to be great fun. And also we've got a big secondhand market on Besson Street itself, where people are bringing arts, crafts, secondhand.
That's actually fully booked as well, isn't it?
It's fully booked, yeah. There are about 20 stalls on it. So it should be, you know, a nice afternoon for the community. Lots of family activities. But if you just want to come along to the garden and chill out and, you know, chat with people, then you're very welcome. Please come along. We've got a gorgeous pond full of pond life. The kids have been pond dipping this afternoon, found some fantastic creatures. So, yes, it'd be a really nice space to be in. It'd be laid back and lots of fun and things to occupy kids if they want to be occupied.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Now, Rachel, we're at Besson Street Community Gardens and this is your second day here.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Well, I think that this place is great because there's loads of activities, and most of all is I like the bookmaking, but I haven't just done the bookmaking. Today I went to the singing part. But there's loads.
Is that
of
the tongue twisters?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember any of that?
Yeah, but I can't remember that many. I just remember the title bits of the song.
Go on then, do us a little bit.
I might just say the titles first because I can't remember that much.
One, two, three, four. Everybody's heard me the Bible and the peck of pickle pencils that he picks. That's such a silly, simple children's game. It has the God's name. But I'd like to bet the little trip you, and I bet you're gonna have to say your lips. If he's a pipe for you, pronounce Willie's, then twist your tongue around this.
My name's Keela, and I'm going to be doing the singing lesson today, singing workshop. And we've chosen, Jill and I have chosen songs that use language in a playful way. So fun songs we've got, we're going to be doing some tongue twisters. We're going to be doing, yeah, they're good fun.
Yeah, me too.
And there's a tongue twister song, so there's some songs as well. So we'll be singing and doing tongue twisters. There's When I See an Elephant Fly from Dumbo.
Are you talking about
and
that
possibly Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I know how to sing that one song. The Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Tato told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't.
So Sandra, tell us why you came along to the gardens.
Well, I knew there were going to be some activities, but I wasn't sure what. And, well, the girls have really enjoyed it. They've been able to do, they've done dancing. Maya's, she's done the haiku. Rachel's made some books, and it's all been based around language and literacy, and that's been really good for them. So I think they've really enjoyed it, and I have too, because the garden's really beautiful.
Green grass, why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no.
Maya, tell us what you've done this week.
Well, I've been dancing and singing, and also I wrote a haiku poem. And I wrote two, and I'm working on one.
Can you remember one of them?
I think the first one was Snow Falls Something. I can't remember.
That's okay, just try.
Snow Falls Something, and then it's something about spring, and then it's something about summer.
So you've done it all about the weather?
Uh-huh, and then I did another one about the pond.
Do you like that pond?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do pond dipping?
Yes.
Did you do any pond dipping?
Yes, I did.
What did you catch?
I didn't even catch nothing.
Oh.
I just catched a lot of snails.
Yes, loads of them around here.
I never saw snails.
Yeah, are you local?
Yes, we only live on Waller Road.
Okay,
so you're very local, aren't we?
What do you think of it here?
I think it's lovely. I think I like the pond. I like that. I like the kind of wildlife in the middle of New Cross element of it. That's one of my favourite bits. But I think the activities that you put on are always fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, lots and lots of things for families to do. Like I said, we came specifically for the bookmaking, didn't we? And we had a lovely time.
Brilliant.
They were there for over an hour just making books.
Apparently you couldn't drag them out.
No. What else did you do? You played games, didn't you?
Yeah. We played musical statues and What's the Time, Mr. Wolf. I like the pond.
Oh, did you do some pond dipping?
Yes.
What did you catch?
We caught loads of snails.
Yeah. I saw you just trying to get some ladybirds.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
We didn't get any. They're just crawling around having a piggy bag or something. Or they might be fighting.
Oh, yeah, or saying hello to each other.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's go off to the instrument making tent. They're using tomato tins, anything to make these instruments for the parade later on. It's going to go around the block. All good fun. I can't wait. Ashley's over here with her drain pipes. Ashley! That's a great sound, Ashley. Did you make these?
Well, they're drain pipes, and it wasn't my invention, but I use them a lot because they are so portable, so groovy.
They're absolutely wonderful.
Easy to do with all.
So, tell us about them. They're just drain pipes. They make
a
great sound.
They are just drain pipes. This one you'll see has another curved drain pipe on the end of it, so you can fix them together and make longer drain
pipes. So give us the sound. What's
well,
it sound
this
like?
This is the longest one.
Okay, that's with the bend.
Next one.
What about that one?
This
that's
one.
Brilliant.
We can find the stick which has been used over there from children.
Ah.
Doubles up as a sort of gyro.
Okay, let's go for it. Well, this is great. We've got the little boy on the on the little bells.
Well, they're made out of scaffolding tongs.
Okay.
As you may be able to see. And long, long ago, my daughter cut all those up. And it's a bit of a large-scale operation to have the cutting of the scaffolding poles. Though the kids can do it. So we're just stringing them up today and letting them see.
It's a good idea, though.
Again, so not my idea at all. I'm inspired by a guy I used to work with at the Lewisham Academy of Music called Mark Williams, who used to run the instrument making class there. And then I started doing instrument making classes as well, picked up a lot of tips from people, especially Echo City, the amazing group who make sound playgrounds using drain pipes, but bigger and better and more, but this is something you can take anywhere and anyone can participate in the making of it as well as the playing of it.
These are old tomato tins, aren't they?
Right, let's have a go.
Okay, then you shake us. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you do that?
Lovely. We got proverbs as well, so I'm off to the proverb table to find Diana, who's running it. She's a bit of an expert. Right, let's go and see what she's got to say. Talk does not cook rice, Chinese. A book gives knowledge, but it is life that gives understanding, Yiddish. Little by little, the cotton thread becomes a loincloth. Africa. What else have we got? Step by step, one ascends the staircase. That's Turkey. Better to be a free bird than a captive king. That's Danish. Anger is a bad advisor. Hungary. A crooked branch has a crooked shadow. Japanese. Just some of the proverbs from the people that live in this area. So I'm going to talk to... Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So we're on the proverbs table. So where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Uganda, from northern Uganda, from a little town called Gulu, G-U-L-U, and it's about 4,000 miles away from London.
Okay. So now, what's your interest in proverbs? Obviously, we live in the New Cross area, and there's a huge range of all different nationalities. Like, we've got Eastern Europeans coming in now. So what's your interest in proverbs? Where's it all come from?
I grew up in Africa almost half of my life, and I remember my mother only speaking in proverbs, came to explain everything as it is. She found it easier to talk to us in proverbs, and it's only quite recent that I kind of remember those things because I have a teenage daughter, and sometimes...
Oh, what, so you've started spouting proverbs at her, have you?
You know, I have to drum into her the same thing about 1,000 times before she understands it.
What's one of the best proverbs you say to her when you're angry?
Well, I say a lot of proverbs to her, and my trick now is I begin the beginning of the proverb and I point at her and she finishes the end sentence.
Okay, so you're now making another expert on proverbs.
Yeah, so one of them is like... it's the early bird that catches the worm. So if she's running.
So what's some of your favourite proverbs?
Well, I've got a few. I've got loads.
But what's your favourite?
The favourite one is there's no smoke without fire.
Okay, that's quite a common one.
Yes. So I tell her that sometimes.
Do you know where that comes from?
Actually, I don't. I don't know where that comes from.
Do you have a proverb that you actually know the origin of it?
I've got one here, and in Acholi, it goes like this: Ibolo puk ipi, Ibolo opuk ipi, and it literally translates: "You have dropped the tortoise in the water." You have dropped the tortoise in the water.
Right. Okay.
Ibolo puk ipi. So, this proverb, it actually means sometimes if somebody punishes you, they do not know that they're actually doing you a favor, because they might send you somewhere and they might think it's a punishment, but it might even be better for you there.
So
because the tortoise loves, somebody wanted to kill the tortoise and it threw it in the water, thinking they're gonna kill the tortoise.
But the
tortoise just said, "Thank you, Lord." You know, this is, and it was paddling because tortoises love water.
Hi there, can you tell me your name?
Vadina.
Hi, nice name.
Thank you.
So you're at the community gardens here at Besson Street, and you're at the Proverbs table. So why is this interesting you so much?
Well, I write music and poems and stuff, so I'm always interested in words and how they can be used in an effective way. And what I was just saying to the lady here, what I love about the Proverbs is that they're really simple, and they use a few words to crystallise a really important, profound wisdom. And it's just something very clever and special and nice. I like it. I like playing with words. And
so it's giving you an idea for a new song.
I'm getting really inspired and, you know, influenced by some of the Proverbs too. Because as you read them and you try to understand them, they... Yeah, they can help you understand certain things in your life, or maybe it's just me, but that's what I do when I'm looking at
it. No, I think that's really good, actually. Do you come to the gardens a lot?
You know what, I used to come here more often when I lived close by, but we moved away and I haven't been here in years, so it's just my first time in.
Oh, why did you come today?
Because I heard about the event.
Oh,
and it sounded great because it was about songs and poetry and stuff like that, and so we made the effort to come down. Okay.
Jill, what a brilliant day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been really enjoyable.
You must be exhausted.
Well, I
am, but it's really nice working with the community, and you always get a big buzz off it, so it's, you get a bit of an adrenaline rush. Yeah,
Everyone's been going, like,
the stalls outside have been fantastic. The community spirit, people love doing those stalls. The stall holders enjoy it as much as those who have the bad habit of rummaging and buying lots of junk, which is like what I do all the time.
Did you buy some junk?
Yeah, I swore I wouldn't, but I did, of course. Yeah,
good girl.
I got rid of some of those while my kids were selling their toys.
Anyway, so we've got the bands now. I'm going to sit down. I've had enough, Jill. This is it.
Yeah, because you've been doing a lot of the...
I've been enjoying myself, haven't I? Yeah. Running around. So who have we got tonight? I've forgotten the name of him.
Oh, dear. Well, we've got...
it's the...
I can't give you the Spanish, but they call Wet Back to the Thames translated.
That's it.
And basically, it's a Mexican singer and then a guy from London who's on guitar and I think sax and stuff. And then we've got Kevin on the drums, and they are a really, really good turn. They're really intuitive at knowing their audience and playing some really good stuff. They play a real good mixture of classic pop and rock and some traditional sort of Mexican type and Brazilian type music, I think.
Well, it'll suit it, don't it? Because we've got a real mix of people.
Yeah,
we?
Totally. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it reflects the mix in this area, and that's what's so lovely about working in New Crossgate, I think, and Besson Street. You've just got a fantastic, diverse mix of people from all over the world. All sorts of backgrounds and all sorts of attitudes that, you know, make for a really good conversation, really good discussion with people, and just really good dynamics at an event. It's great.
Well, I've been with you most of the week, and obviously it started off a bit slow, but we had terrible weather, and
awful,
you know how it
awful
is.
Awful rain, awful rain, and it's cold as well, really.
But look at it today, and as you turned off towards the end of the week, it became really.
Oh, it did. Friday was hot, and the weather was good, and there's lots of people out. I think it was our busiest day, apart from today. It's great. When there's a community garden like this, you want people in, you want people to use it, you want people to just sit back and enjoy it. It's just, I know everyone says it's a cliche, but it is an oasis in a you know, quite a built up area. You know, a lot of traffic about, and you come here and it's just gorgeous.
It's really, really lovely. Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And having me as well, Jill.
Pleasure,
let's sit down and get a drink now.
Yeah, let's do that. Thanks.